Denise Johnson worries about those times she or her husband can't take their son Jamel to and from school.
Oh, every day, basically, I worry. But we have to just let him, I just believe in God that he's going to bring him home safe.
But today, Councilwoman Jan Perry was on hand at Normandy Avenue Elementary to help put Denise and other concerned parents' minds at ease.
So that's why I'm so happy to be here to talk about the Safe Routes to School program.
The program uses $750,000 in federal funding to help educate students and parents about pedestrian safety. It also helps establish designated routes to and from school that students can take. Welcome news for Denise Johnson.
With this new program, I'm very happy to hear that it's a route that they can take.
Most of the funding will go to schools in South Los Angeles like Normandy. In fact, 12 of the 18 schools designated to receive funding are in South LA.
And we've got a lot of families in this community, a lot of families with really young children, and I think it's so critical to educate people about walking to and from school.
The goal of increased education and safe pedestrian paths is twofold. First, kids are encouraged to walk in groups to help avoid abduction. And second, more kids walking to school means less parents driving their kids to school.
The most children that die between the ages of 5 and 15 are from vehicular accidents.
That's Rita Robinson, general manager of the LA Department of Transportation. She thinks going back to the way things used to be is the key to making the route to school safe again.
When I was a kid, which was probably back in mummy dust days, walking to school was just a tradition. You know, nobody drove to school. I mean, parents felt safe.
Now, thanks to the Safe Routes to School program, mummies like Rita and mommies like Denise can rest easier knowing steps are being taken to ensure school children's safety. Trevor Thompson, Annenberg Radio News.
Let me get my agenda. It's right here.